everyone, and welcome to another edition of Mets Musings. I hope everybody has had a good few weeks. The winter meetings are done, and the sound for the Mets has been crickets. But the big news in the Mets land is that Ronnie Mauricio suffered an injury Sunday night in a game, a winter league game in the Dominican Republic. He was going to steal second base. He was running towards second and collapsed, as they said. And it turns out that he has a knee injury, and it is a torn ACL and will need surgery. That's the report out of the Dominican Republic. He will probably, if not already, is on his way to New York. My guess is that he will have the surgery in a hospital for special surgery. It's usually where the Mets have their doctors are there, and they will perform the surgery more than likely. And recovery time, he's probably going to miss the year. If not, I mean, if he can make it back, it'll be late in the season in September sometime, but do not count on Ronnie Mauricio in the early part of the year. This is the latest report coming across the wire. In fact, I had finished recording Mets Musing in the episode, and this came about, so I'm going to edit this news in, so you'll see a different... a slightly different look, but I wanted to get this news out there. Ronnie Mauricio has a torn ACL, all the reports are saying, and that is usually a good long time. And it's just a shame. I mean, the guy showed some promise last year, and they were counting on him maybe making the team. He was going to be counted in as in competition for the third base job, and now this has got to happen. So, Ronnie Mauricio will not be seen much next year, but we hope for the best that he gets the surgery. He will recover. And maybe it's not as severe, but a torn ACL is pretty severe. But, you know, hope for the best. And he'll come back in 2025 and be stronger and ready to go. He did walk off the field. And so I am surprised that was a torn ACL. I was just watching the video here, and he did walk off the field. But no matter how you slice it, he is he's got a torn ACL and needs surgery. And the Mets declined to estimate a timeline for his recovery, but the injury will almost certainly keep him out for the start of the season. I think it's going to keep him out most of the season. But we'll see. We don't know how severe it is. You know, sometimes these things, you can tear an ACL. It's not as, maybe it's a partial tear. Maybe he's a quick healer. Who knows? But this is going to put a lot more emphasis on now on Joey Wendell. And, you know, this keeps McNeil centered at the second base. And, it means they got to sign an outfielder now for sure, because they're going to need an outfielder. They can't count on McNeil being there. They also signed another utility guy, so maybe they'll bring back Luis Guillorme. Who knows at this point in time to play second base. But this is a problem the Mets didn't need to have happen. You know, you've got a young guy and you want to give him a shot, and you can second guess all you want. Maybe he shouldn't have played winter ball this year. He played winter ball last year and then played the whole season with the Mets. And then, went back for more winter ball. Your body gets tired. Sometimes it needs rest, even at his young age. But, you know, it is what it is. It happened, and that's it. So Ronny Mauricio will not see much of him in the early part of the season, if we see him at all. But I just wanted to get that out to you. The meetings are over, and the sound coming from the Mets offices are crickets. Mets were very quiet in these winter meetings, the MLB winter meetings of 2023. But did anything get done? It seems they laid the groundwork for talks to free agents and for possible trades, but we'll all have to wait and see. They made no moves. And overall, the winter meetings were a bit of a disappointment for all of baseball, I think. A lot of baseball fans expected a lot more happening at this year's winter meetings, and it just didn't take place. It just didn't happen. There were hardly any trades. There were a few. One blockbuster, Juan Soto going to the hated Yankees, of course. And eventually Ohtani signing late in winter meetings, may even have been after the winter meetings had just ended. But that was it, really. I mean, some small minor deals went down. Nothing of consequence. Aaron Nola re-signed with Philadelphia, I should say. But that was before the winter meetings even began. So winter meetings were kind of quiet this year. Did the Mets accomplish anything? Well, we'll have to see. Usually what happens is they lay the groundwork. They talk to teams, see what players may or may not be available. They'll talk to teams about what they're looking back for a certain or possibly could be looking for, what their needs are. They get a feeling of different teams and what their needs are and how pieces could fit with the Mets and with the other team. Same thing with the free agents. They'll talk to the free agents. They'll talk to the agents, try to get an idea of what the particular player is looking for, length of contract, amount of money, and so on and so forth. Of course, the big conversation in New York has been the Mets going after Yamamoto, the pitcher from Japan, 25 years old. He would fit nicely into them with Kodai Senga there, and he'd have a countryman there. But, of course, the Yankees are also involved in that, and now the Giants and possibly the Dodgers are still involved with that. And the Dodgers seem to be throwing caution to the wind and just going to spend, and not care where it adds, where it adds up or where it leads to, unless it leads to a winning combination. So watch out for the Dodgers. Some better Mets news is that they've announced their full coaching staff for the 2024 season under new manager Carlos Mendoza. There will be four new hires in the organization. John Gibbons will be the bench coach. Antoine Richardson, the first base coach. Jose Rosado, the bullpen coach. And Mike Sarbaugh, the third base coach. All will spend their first year with New York, joining Mendoza, the first-time skipper, hired earlier this offseason. So the coaching staff, of course, Eric Chavez is back as the hitting coach, and Hefner will remain as the pitching coach. In some good news, I guess, the team is in agreement with Luis Severino. He signed a contract, $13 million for 1 year. He has spent the entire eight-year career with the Yankees, including All-Star seasons in 2017 and 18, but injuries began affecting him in a profound way. He had a right rotator cuff strain in 2019, followed by Tommy John surgery in 20, lat and oblique issues have since affected Severino, made 18 starts last season, and produced a 6.65 ERA. So he has struggled the last few years, but the Mets are hoping that they can catch lightning in a bottle, that he'll be over his injuries and get back to his 2017-2018 form. And that's what you do. You take chances sometimes on guys. They need starting pitching to fill out. They have signed a number of starting pitchers and relief pitchers. I know nobody exciting. They did Cole Sosa, they signed, among others. And nothing very exciting otherwise, but you need these guys to fill out your Buffalo roster. I mean, the Syracuse roster, I should say. And that's what these guys do. They provide depth for the minor leagues and the major leagues. And that's their main job. And you hope that some of these guys will recapture what they had a couple of years ago, that maybe you notice something in spring training that they're doing wrong. They got into bad habits and you can correct it. Maybe they changed their movement on their balls a little bit by, you know, switching their grip on the baseball. So it's all sorts of things. Sometimes you can teach them a new pitch and it'll turn things around for them. So that's what basically the Mets are doing now. They're filling in the background slots and unfortunately haven't addressed the main needs yet, but neither have other teams. There are a lot of good free agents still out there. Very few outfielders signed, very few infielders signed. Couple of pitches were signed of big names, but some of the bigger names are still out there. Blake Snell still out there. Hader is still out there. Yamamoto is still out there, and he's visiting with the Red Sox, I think, today as we record this, and or maybe it was the Yankees today. I'm not quite sure. So he's got a couple more teams to see before he makes his decision. The Mets think they have an in on him because they actually flew to Japan to visit him and sit down with him and discuss things. And that could help immensely. He could be impressed by that, but he could also be impressed with the history of the Yankees and the history of the Dodgers, and or he might just like San Francisco to Bay Area. Who knows? It's a waiting game now before anything happens. I think once Yamamoto signs wherever he's going to go, then they said it was going to be the Ohtani signing that causes the floodgates to open. But I think now we're looking at the Yamamoto signing, where if ever he decides to go, that will open up the floodgates and we'll see a lot more activity in the baseball world. But until then, there's not much else going on. So we will watch and see what happens with Mauricio. We'll watch and see what else happens with David Stern and the Mets, and report back if anything occurs. But I want to wish everybody happy holidays. And if we don't have another edition of Mets Musings before the new year, have a very happy Christmas and a happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. And we shall see you either in a week or two, or we'll see you sometime in January. So that's why it's important to subscribe to the show, whether it be on YouTube and or your audio podcast, so you can always be So you'll always know when a new edition of the podcast is coming out. So until next time, remember, keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go, Mets. And once again, happy holidays to all. And I'll see you next time on another edition of Mets Musings.